Hello, Grace Church. It's been a few weeks since we have looked at this historic catechism that we call the Heidelberg Catechism. But let's continue on our journey today to question and answer 29. And question and answer 29 finds itself in Lord's Day number 11 of the 52 Lord's Days in the Heidelberg Catechism. And here's the question. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, meaning Savior? So why is the Son of God called Jesus, meaning Savior? Now, remember where we're at. We are in the section of the catechism that's going line by line, or even sometimes word by word, especially in this case, word by word of the Apostles' Creed. And in the Apostles' Creed, we read, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus. And that's where we're stopping today. But he goes on to say, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. And so, that one word, Jesus, why is the Son of God called Jesus, meaning Savior? And as we've seen in some of our previous studies, that the Apostles' Creed is divided up into three main sections. You got the God the Father section, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit section. In Lord's Day 9 and 10, over the past couple months, we were in the God the Father sections. And now we move on to, in Lord's Day 11, talking about God the Son sections. So that's going to cover nine different Lord's Days and of the Heidelberg Catechism. And so the question is asking, why is the Son of God called Jesus, in quotations, meaning Savior, quotations? And the answer the Catechism gives is because he saves us from our sins, comma, and because salvation should not be sought and cannot be found in anyone else. So he is not called a Savior or one of many Saviors. He is Jesus, meaning simply Savior, capital S, Savior, the Savior. And that is because he saves us from our sins, the Catechism says. And not only that, that salvation should not be sought and cannot be found in anyone or anything else. And so you've likely heard the question, can you have your trust in Jesus, but also trust in other things for your salvation? Good works, or praying to saints, or you can add to whatever you want to Jesus. And are you going to get salvation by doing that? And of course, the answer is no. You know that. You cannot add to Jesus. It's either him, all of him, or it's not true faith. That's your two options. And we understand, those that are believers understand, that confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior is the most important confession you will ever make in your entire life. And so the Catechism and Scripture put stress on Jesus being your only Lord and Savior. And one obvious reason is that he is the only one worthy of such a name. No one else died for your sins. You can't die for your sins. No one else lived the perfect life for you. You can't do that. No one else is the Son of God. No one else is the Trinity. His very name, Jesus, the name means the God who saves. He came to seek and to save the lost. That's what he said he was here to do. And he is the only one to have ever done that. So he is the only Lord and Savior. And Matthew in his gospel writes, Matthew 1:21, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He saves. He actually does it. He saves his people from their sins, not his sins. Paul tells us in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Perfect opportunity to say, look guys, there's multiple Jesuses, there's multiple people that can help you with your sins, and it's not in there. The exclusivity of Christ is so plain in Scripture, for there is one God and one mediator, the man Christ Jesus, no other mediator. There is no salvation outside of Christ. It's Christ plus nothing. You cannot add to his person. You cannot add to his work. You cannot take away from his person, and you cannot take away from his work. He himself told us in John's gospel, Jesus says, John 14:5-7, so Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? So Jesus is telling him, you know, that he's going to prepare a place for them, and then I will come again and receive you to myself. And so he's telling Thomas this, and Thomas is like, hey, where are you going? How are we going to know the way to where you're going? And Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am all those things. No one comes to the Father but through me. So you have the exclusivity of Christ. And you might ask, why only one way? Why is there just one way? And a question like that, you know, only reveals your natural fallen tendencies, and that is to assume that you are owed more ways, that it's too exclusive. Why? There's not a God. He doesn't just limit himself to just one way. You know, we're all headed to the top of a mountain there, and we all have different roads to get there, and it all leads to the same God, and that's just not the case. There's one way. And so to assume that we must have options, you know, because we're just that good and God should respect that is a faulty assumption. That the real question and the real thing that a person who really understands their sin and is starting to come to grips with a holy God, and that would be, well, why a way at all? So not only, you know, why one way, but why even one way? Why is there a way when we know that God did not have to grant us that or give us that, just like he didn't a majority, you know, the angels, the fallen angels, he did not give them a way. He gave them zero way, and we should have been treated no different. But he decided to put his son in our place to make the way. And that's the only way you'll ever get to God the Father is through the Son. The only truth, the only way, the only life. Jesus our Savior. So pretty straightforward question and answer today. And next week we'll continue on to question 30, which piggybacks off of this question. And it asks this, do those who look for salvation in saints or in themselves or elsewhere really believe in the only Savior, Jesus? Well, I hope we know the answer to that. Talk to you later, Grace Church.